Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 259. It's very important for you to understand where we are in the course of learning GNM while listening to the health tips daily. Therefore, today I am trying to recollect the classification of GNM learning once again. The main division which we made was like this. Number one, the five biological laws of nature, the fundamentals of GNM. Number two, the biological special programs, and number three, schizophrenia constellations. We are learning the biological special programs these days. That means the so-called diseases of different tissues and organs of our body. This we classified into several groups according to their different brain controlling centers. We already covered the organs controlled from the brainstem, midbrain, cerebellum and cerebral medulla. Now we are discussing the biological special programs of organs controlled from the cerebral cortex. Once we complete the organs controlled from the cerebral cortex, we will move on to few special groups like organs controlled from the cerebral cortex with functional changes or functional loss, organs controlled from the cerebral medulla and from the motor cortex, and finally the organs controlled from the diencephalon with functional changes or functional loss. Even though not a classification of GNM, it will be useful for you to understand that we have already covered the major passages and structures of the upper respiratory tract when we completed the study of organs like nasal mucosa, paranasal sinuses and larynx mucosa. From today onwards, we are proceeding to learn the organs and tissues coming under the lower respiratory tract, which starts with the bronchi. Remember here that there are laryngeal muscles and bronchial muscles which come under organs controlled from the cerebral medulla and from the motor cortex, which we will study later. Now we are studying only the mucosa part of the bronchi because the bronchial mucosa is only controlled from the cerebral cortex. Let us proceed to learn the biological special program of the bronchial mucosa in details. You all must be knowing that bronchi are tubes that branch from the trachea. There are two main bronchi which again subdivide inside each lung into numerous small ducts known as bronchioles. When we say bronchial mucosa, we mean the mucous membranes of both main bronchi and small bronchioles. The bronchial mucosa is made up of squamous epithelium derived from the embryonic germ layer ectoderm and therefore, as already told, controlled from the cerebral cortex. So it is understandable that the air from the trachea is carried by bronchi and bronchioles into the lung alveoli, where the real exchange of oxygen and carbon dioxide takes place. It is important for you to learn that the brain controlling center of the bronchial mucosa is found in the right temporal lobe, which is also a part of sensory cortex. You must be remembering what we studied about the brain control center of the laryngeal mucosa. We saw that it is positioned just behind the controlling center of the laryngeal muscles and across the brain relay of the bronchial mucosa. Therefore, when we study now about the brain level control of the bronchial mucosa, remember well, it is positioned in the right brain hemisphere behind that of the bronchial muscles and across that of the laryngeal mucosa found in the left brain hemisphere. Then we move on to the study of the biological conflict linked to the bronchial mucosa. I invite your special attention to the study of the biological conflict of this particular organ because of the difference in the individuals who suffer from the conflict, as we saw in the case of larynx mucosa. Please record well in your minds that the biological conflict linked to the bronchial mucosa is a territorial fear conflict in a male and scare fright in a female. This process is dependent on the person's gender, laterality and hormone status. Just as we saw in the case of larynx mucosa, we will be referring again to the bronchial mucosa and its male territorial fear conflict and female scare fright conflict when we will study the flying constellation under the main heading of schizophrenic constellations in future. We will discuss more about the territorial fear conflict, which is mainly a male conflict. The male territorial fear conflict may be considered as equivalent to the nest worry conflict of females. Originally, Dr. Hammer termed the DHS related to the bronchi as a territorial worry conflict. Friends, you will get such an understanding of the difference in males and females while considering organs like larynx and bronchi only in the germanium medicine. The principle of biological handedness and consideration of one's gender laterality and hormone status in the study of medical conditions like that of larynx and bronchi are unique to GNM. Let us all thank Dr. Hammer for bringing to the attention of the world these great truths which every one of you can verify in your daily life if you are a layman, or in your clinical practice if you are a medical doctor. Please study GNM well for you and for your near and dear ones. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.